RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. This podcast has been very well received. I appreciate you guys listening in. If you haven't got a chance to listen to the podcast, and it's your first time, you might think it's a bunch of people sitting around smoking weed, and it might turn into that eventually, if I'm lucky. So what we do is we're trying to bring knowledge to cannabis and the cannabis industry and what cannabis does for us as patients. As medicine, there's a lot of stigmas of cannabis still out there, and I still talk to people every day that are very educated and they want to know better, and it's amazing how little knowledge there is out there about cannabis. There is still the old school reefer madness mentality. I'm not sure that's ever going to go away. This podcast is powered by Trulieve. If you guys want to get into the cannabis industry, I'm not talking about, you know, owning a dispensary, because that's a little bit more complex than just getting a cannabis card. What you have to do is you have to go to a doctor first, you have to get your cannabis card, and then you go to Trulieve. And there's a lot of different dispensaries out there. I'm a little biased, but, you know, it's a fact that Trulieve is the number one cannabis dispensary in the Bay Area, in Florida, for sure. I believe they have 17 different dispensaries out there, and it's just bigger than everybody else, and they're just doing it better than everybody else. Trulieve has 90 products. I haven't tried them all yet, but I'm on my way, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of these products coming up. So as far as cannabis goes, you know, it's, you remember smoking weed when you were a kid? I did not smoke weed as a kid. I didn't smoke weed until I was 35 years old. And, you know, I fought it. Not like I didn't think I was going to like it. I think I knew I was going to like it. But being involved with athletics and being involved with, in the NFL, it didn't make sense to jeopardize my career for marijuana. Now, if they had any sense, if the NFL had any sense, they would legalize it immediately to stop some of these athletes from taking all these damn pills, okay? And the pills are killing people. They've been killing people. They're not going to stop killing people. Like I said, Trulieve is kind of like the king of the industry right now, and their CEO, Kim River, she came out and she was speaking to the masses, and she was talking about how, you know, legalizing marijuana, what it's done to the opioid, you know, industry, and it's starting to beat it up a little bit. And you want to say, like, how do you know things like that? Well, I'm talking about the legal side of it. There's an illegal side that we'll never know, because there's pill mills everywhere, and I don't know about that side of it. The legal side of it, as far as prescriptions go, there's far less prescriptions for opioids now in the states that are legalizing marijuana. That's something that's measurable. So anybody that's fighting against it, I'm not quite sure what you're fighting against at this moment. And there's so many different helpful ways to use marijuana now that this podcast isn't long enough for me to list them all. It really isn't. And whatever your ailment is, there's some strand of CBD or THC that may help you. I mean, that's the long and short of it. Looking at all the different strands, and I got a couple of them right here that I took with me. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of strands. Listen to some of the ones you can get at Trulieve. 9-pound hammer, that's one you want to take at nighttime and not when you're driving, please. They have Chem Dog, Girl Scout Cookies, I've not tried, but it sounds delicious. Dog Walker OG, Sour Diesel, Blue Dream, Granddaddy Perp, which is good too. This is what they use, okay? There's a lot of different ways to smoke it. I'm going to tell you, I'm around a lot of people that are involved in the cannabis industry, and they have their cards, and a lot of them say, try this, and try this. And there's a lot of different apparatuses to smoke them. I've tried a lot of different ones. This, by far, is the best one that I've ever seen. It's called a True Stick. You only get it at Trulieve. It comes with a little cartridge on top. This is what the cartridge looks like. Very little capsule. You stick it in real easy, and you hit it. You hit the button right here with the light on. You hit it, and that's it. Seems pretty easy. Now, I'm going to say it hits substantially harder than most. So, if you go and get your Trulieve stick, the first thing I'm going to say is, and I say this to every single person, slow down. Because a lot of these, you have to inhale real hard to get anything, not this one. That's why once anybody's exposed to the True Stick, they're done. They're done with what they have. It's just, it's convenient. It's kind of cool looking. And you just kind of can switch the cartridges real easy, boom, boom, just like that. So if you're going to go that route, I definitely suggest this this True Stick. But I've tried a lot of the different strands, and what's amazing is if you go to the Trulieve website, and that's trulieve.com, T-R-U-L-I-E-V-E, they'll have the strands, and they'll explain the benefits of all the different strands and different strains. So it's that easy. And you want to say, like, well, how do they know what's specific? Well, that's what their scientists are there for. I'm not a scientist. I just know I'll smoke this, it'll make me feel this way, or I'll smoke this, it'll make me feel that way. That seems easy to me. I'm not a scientist. But they have scientists that are going through these studies. And when you talk about the medical aspects of cannabis, the things that it can fight are, and once everybody, anybody could use cannabis. I just want to say that. Like I come across people every day, and sometimes I say, boy, I wish you could smoke some cannabis so you can relax your damn self. There's so many uptight people out there. Stress, anxiety. Stress is the number one thing, I think. I mean, people get stressed out. They need to calm down. And instead of going and inhaling Xanax, which is horrible for you, I don't know how anybody can take a Xanax and operate. I cannot. I'm just telling you. I can do this and do anything well, better. Xanax, I can't even speak. Can't speak with Xanax. Stress, depression, which is running rampant right now. And I think everybody sees that. Pain, I think, would be the number one thing people go to a dispensary for. I don't know anybody, I'm 51. I don't know anybody my age that doesn't have pain. I don't know what you did. I don't know if you were the boy in a plastic bubble, but if you're 51 years old, you're going to have some pain. That's just the way it's going. I have enough pain. If you don't have any, I'll give you some of mine. But I'm not complaining because I'll get up in the morning, I take my little hit, and I go about my day, and I feel good. Headache, insomnia is a big one as well. I mean, that's something I battle with. A lot of things like the True Sticks. I take sativa in the daytime. Sativa gets you going. It helps you be a little creative. And at nighttime, you want to take the indica. The whole thing is in the couch. You remember that. I still do with that. I still say sativa in the couch, or else I won't remember. But indica keeps you down low. Sativa is kind of more of an upper kind of feel for it. Insomnia, muscle spasms, and, you know, with people that have cancer and AIDS and PTSD, how dare they tell them they can't take something? If I have cancer, you won't tell me I can't smoke a plant? You know, kiss my ass. I mean, it's getting to a point now where it's time to unify all this. I don't know who's even battling anymore. Like, I still hear some politicians, and when they talk, I just see money flying out of their mouth and their ass, by the way. And their voice is money. They haven't investigated. They don't really care. They just know that somebody gave them a lot of money to scare everybody into the fact or tell them that cannabis is bad. Now, there's different effects for all different cannabis. Some cannabis makes you happy. Most of it is euphoric. Some of it relaxes a little bit more. It makes me more creative and hungry too. And but the creativity part of it, before I smoked cannabis, I wasn't into art. I didn't really want to travel. I liked music, but I didn't love music. Now I love music. I love art. I want to see the world. I'm not going to say it's all because of cannabis. Maybe it's a little bit because I'm getting a little bit older. But cannabis definitely opens up your mind to a lot of things. Well, I'm looking at a painting right here, and, you know, you take a couple hits and the painting opens up a little bit. Listen to music. If you're a music person like I am, listen to some music, and sometimes you hear some cymbals and a bass in the background that you've never heard before. The people that created the music were smoking cannabis. That's the way it goes. I've seen so many different documentaries about people in the studio, and they all have a joint in their hand, every last one of them. Because you can sit there and smoke all day and then not wear you out. I haven't heard too many good stories of people taking cocaine for a long time and it turning out well, or heroin, or any other drug, or pills. So we have a drug that makes us creative, doesn't wear us out. We don't want to go shoot up the whole building and kill everybody. So that's why it's important to embrace. For those of you that love live entertainment like I do, you got to take advantage of Vivid Seats. There's a lot of repeat customers going back and getting some great deals with Vivid Seats, but they're really looking for new customers and first purchasers. So if you're somebody who listens to this podcast, they're going to take great care of you. What you want to do is go to Vivid Seats. It's an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans with live entertainment and experiences of a lifetime. So once again, if you're into concerts, if you're into NFL games like the Buccaneers, we have USF in this town, we have the Lightning that started up again. If you want to take advantage of that, you got to hit up my people at Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats offers you great prices and an easy purchasing experience. So this is what you have to do. You have to go to the website, use the podcast code Influence. Listeners can receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. So once again, they're taking advantage of these first purchases. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Enter promo code Influence to receive 10% off your first purchase from Vivid Seats, and all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by 100% guarantee. I use them, a lot of people around me use them, so you got to take advantage of Vivid Seats. Now, here in Florida, like I said, Trulieve is king. There's only 12 different medical marijuana dispensaries, 12 different companies, Trulieve being one of them. And each one of those companies could have 25 satellite locations. So the growth of cannabis in Florida and in our entire country is immense right now. And there's a substantial amount of money being thrown around. And the one knock they're saying is that, you know, there's nowhere to store the money. Banks are still fighting against taking marijuana money. I don't know where that comes from. I guess you go to a bank, it's a lot of old crusty cats running it. I guess that's the situation. But, you know, this is stuff that's helping our economy, helping every single state. Every state, Denver, you're talking about Portland, Oregon, California forever. The amount of money they're bringing in from cannabis is changing the aesthetics of the whole state. Everything's better. The education's better. The roads are better. Prescriptions for opioids are down. You know, you ever hear a story of somebody breaking into a house to steal marijuana? I haven't. You ever heard stories of people breaking in a house to steal pills? I have. Once again, it's night and day. And the comparison to me is crazy. And it's almost a point we have to stop comparing them. And, you know, this is not me telling everybody you need to go out and, you know, try something you don't want to try. But it's not what it used to be. And I hear it all the time. I hear, oh no, I smoked one time in high school and I was paranoid. And that might have been the case, but that raggedy dirt weed that you were smoking, it ain't that anymore. We had scientists now that have put their hands on this marijuana, and it's taking it to a different level. And the people are walking around on this earth, in this state, smoking it all day long, and a lot of them you don't know, okay? Drugs, you know, and I hate to even say drugs with marijuana. It's medicine. But there's people taking drugs around you all day long. But it's a different feel than it used to be. It's not people sitting in their basement, you know, listening to Def Leppard with glazed over eyes, not wanting to move. And I think that's what it used to be. It's just it's definitely evolved from that. And I think we're evolving as a people, mentally as well. And I'm just hearing way, way less on the other side of the spectrum. And I'm just here to enlighten people. People like Joe Redner. Joe Redner was talking to me about marijuana 15 years ago and its benefits. And he literally, and I had Joe on not too long ago on this podcast, he literally says he's alive because of marijuana. And it sounds crazy, but some of the, you know, once again, some of the benefits of marijuana are like you got to eat. You're hungry. So if you're going through chemotherapy, and I've talked to some people who have been through chemotherapy, they lose a buttload of weight. They don't want to eat anything. And sometimes you ingest a couple CBD, a couple THC pills, and now all of a sudden you're hungry. And now you're getting your strength back. You know, crawling up in the fetal position on the couch is not good. So by any means necessary. How many documentaries are you going to have to see of people that were taking 30 different pills, got introduced to CBD or got introduced to cannabis and a THC and ended up discarding all the pills? So there's your answer right there. Why people are still fighting. The people that are making those 30 pills are billionaires to the 10th power, and they don't want you messing with their money. And they know very well if you can legally get cannabis, their numbers are going to start dwindling, and their numbers are dwindling already. So if you're an old fuddy-duddy from the 50s, I just say broaden your horizons, open your mind. It's not what it used to be. Now, I have a bunch of different podcasts that I have now. I have a football podcast, a pop culture podcast, obviously this cannabis podcast. I think it's a good way to get the word out there. And hey, if I end up being the spokesperson for cannabis in the Bay Area, so be it. That's cool. That's cool with me. Because if anybody wants to sit and debate over the pluses and minuses of cannabis, I have a chair for you right here. You guys can contact me social media at Ian Beckles, or you can email me ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. There's still naysayers out there, and that's okay. I mean, that's the world we live in. And the world we live in is pretty damn divided, because I see situations and I see two different opinions, and I'm like, man, like, we really seems like half of our planet is from Mars and the other half is from here. Because there's still two sides to everything. And, you know, in 2018 with this politics going on, you know I'm not lying about that whole thing. But we're not going to get political over marijuana, although everything turns political eventually. And it really has. But I appreciate you guys listening in. Like I said, it's all about the knowledge of cannabis. And what I'm trying to do is lead you to the water a little bit. And maybe you want to put your toe into it, that's cool. You want to drink it up, that's cool too. I'm not forcing you into anything, but it's improved thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands of lives. And just TruLeaf alone has 100,000 patients right here in Florida. So obviously they're doing some fantastic things. And if and when you go to the TruLeaf dispensaries to try to get your product, look around in the, you know, in the lobby of who is there. It's not a bunch of young kids ready to smoke weed. It's older people with disabilities. It's older people with PTSD. See people walking in with canes. And all I'm thinking about is they're not taking pills. And to me, that's a victory. That's a victory for them, and it's a victory for TruLeaf and cannabis in general. And once again, I'm ready to be part of that movement. So I appreciate you guys listening in. This is the Cannabis Podcast. We come at you once a week. So hopefully you figure out a way to tune in. We're also going to appear eventually on WeBeam TV, so you'll get a chance to sit there and watch. And we'll do some fun stuff with products and maybe do a little smoking as well before this is all over. So I appreciate you guys listening in. It's the Cannabis Podcast. Ian Beckles signing out. Peace.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit TruLeaf on Twitter at TruLeaf or TruLeaf.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter, at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
This is a We've Seen That Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Now, you mentioned the original, and you and I know so many different factoids and nuggets for those that are familiar with our shows and with We've Seen That. And I love this trivia question because you can get most people on this without looking, because you would go down a mental Rolodex of people that might have played Axel Foley, the character, the lead, the cop for Detroit in Beverly Hills Cop, the original, instead of Eddie Murphy. But most people would not get the person that the producers and the studio actually wanted without looking. So without looking, Jay Betzel, you know the answer, right, on who they originally wanted to play Axel Foley way back when in the 1984 hit movie. You know that, or you don't know that?
That would be Sylvester Stallone.
They wanted Rocky. They wanted Rambo. They wanted Stallone to be Axel Foley. That movie, I have said for four decades now, because we're four decades later, would have bombed with a capital B, would it have not?
We've Seen That with TJ Reeves and Jay Betzel can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.